And we'd like to welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight from the Chicago Street Theater. They got their upcoming show, which is opening February 10th through the 25th, with an additional February 26th matinee. It is called The Play That Goes Wrong. And we have our directors here today, Joel Henry and Melinda Burns Henry. Welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Aloha. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So this play's been being done quite a bit around everything, but maybe our audience is not familiar with this. So maybe give us an idea what the plot is on The Play That Goes Wrong.
Absolutely. So we are a play within a play. The play within the play called The Murder at Haversham Manor, which is a murder mystery gone wrong. Our play follows it along, and really it's about the comedy and the laughs and everything falling apart, and all the things that can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, a murder mystery gone horribly awry.
And so when did you start running the rehearsals and casting the show and that whole process?
We cast the show back in December, and then we started doing set building over the holidays, and then we started rehearsal right away after the new year. We started getting people in there for table reads, and then we started walking through lines and all that stuff. So we've been at it for a good few months, and my husband here, who designed the set himself, he's been at it much longer working on that. So
it's such a fun set. You must have had such a great time. Have you appointed it yet?
Set dressing.
The set dressing. Thank you.
Yeah, we got an amazing set dresser, Jessie Howe. And she's in the process of painting. We finished the construction this last weekend. This show is a massive undertaking set wise and just prop wise. And everything has a purpose. Everything needs to be planned out for safety purposes, since everything is falling apart. So it took quite a while to design it, and it took a lot of effort and a lot of people to build it as well.
A lot of technical directing on that one.
Yes, it is. This place seems reminiscent a little bit of Noises Off in a way, in terms of, you know, and again, you don't necessarily flip the set to see the backstage stage thing, but it seems like it has that kind of feel to it. Am I right?
Well, you certainly see the backside ultimately in the end. I won't give away any spoilers, but it is, you know, it's very reminiscent of that. Of course, it is relentless is the way I would describe this. Every page of this has a gag, or two or three in this instance.
And as such, like blocking the actors, you know, telling them, you know, you need to be at this part of the stage for this dialogue, and like that's been like step by step. We literally have to plan out their every move, so like it's been an odyssey.
I know, it's like funny thing happened on the way to the Forum when you have the great the chase scene. You literally have to have the one person going off stage, the other one appears. It's, you know, very very vaudevillian. So tell us about some of the cast members you have for the roles.
You know, honestly, probably one of our most proud things has been the casting that we've been able to have. We have such an amazing, fun, very committed cast.
Very committed.
Doesn't complain somehow through, I mean, our.
And they have every right to complain. They don't.
They have bruises. They have all kinds of things. And every step of the way, they keep going. But we have quite a mix of new and older,
seasoned
actors, especially for our theater. We have 8 cast members, 11 total.
Yeah, 11 total, including in this play, some stage crew accidentally appear on stage. So including those people, we have 11 total, but the main roles, there's 8. So,
well, it's just so fun. I mean, like the set is fun, the costumes are fun, the action is like nonstop fun. So what a good choice.
Yeah.
Nonstop is an excellent description of the play.
The description of the show is that it's kind of like a Monty Python mixed with a Sherlock Holmes vibe. And then it seems like.
Yes.
Yeah. Very
absolutely.
Physical.
And a very well-meaning cast just trying desperately just to get through this.
But always with a smile on their face. I mean, and they make us laugh every night at rehearsal. They make us laugh. They're so funny and they're so talented, and we're really, really lucky to have them. So
very good. And were there any problems coming up getting cast together, or did you any obstacles while you were in rehearsal or in production?
Honestly, I'd say our only struggle with casting was choosing, because so many talented people showed up to auditions. We had a ton of people show up.
This is such a popular show. Getting people to audition for it was, you know, coming out of COVID, it's always been a little trouble getting volunteers and getting people to be able to commit time. And it felt like this show brought a lot of people back.
And we're just ready to laugh, aren't we?
Ready to laugh, exactly.
Everyone needs to laugh. You know, that's the, everybody keeps telling us, like, you're crazy to do this show. And we're like, well, we want to make people laugh. Yeah. They need it.
That's a common response when we tell people we're doing this show is, are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
yeah, probably.
Briefly tell us just a little about your theater backgrounds. You know, and we have about a minute and a half left here. So just really give a thumbnail.
Sure. Yeah. Mine is I grew up at with this theater group since I was about 10 years old. I took a very long break because I lived in Los Angeles for 17 years. I work in film and I still work in film and travel. And this is my first time directing in theater for 20 years. The last one was exactly 20 years ago, this time slot at this theater. So,
wow.
And
welcome back.
Thank you.
As we say on the play that goes wrong, this is my directorial debut.
Debut.
You had background. She did a lot of high school.
Of high school theater, but that was a long time ago, man.
Can't be that long ago. Well, we have about 30 seconds here, so wrap up. Tell us the dates of the show, location, and everything about what's going on.
Yeah, it's February 10th to the 26th. We have a total of 9 performances. We just added a final one on the final Sunday on the 26th. You can go onto the Chicago Street Theater website, which I think is
ChicagoStreet.org.
Yeah, ChicagoStreet.org. I believe the prices, at least at 22 is 22. The high version here. Tickets have been going very fast, so do not hesitate. It's been such a popular show, and it's been amazing seeing. I mean, our first weekend's almost sold out. So,
well, we appreciate that. Chicago Street Theater, the play that goes wrong, February 10th through the 26th. It's Joel Henry, Melinda Burns Henry. Thank you so much for being on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full 1 hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.